From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first headline. The Indonesian government will prepare 1 million rapid test kits for almost 700,000 people considered at risk of contracting the coronavirus. Young people are not immune from coronavirus and must avoid socializing and communicating it to older, more vulnerable people, the World Health Organization WHO has warned. Now, news in detail. President Joko Widodo asked citizens to not hesitate to warn those they find neglecting health protocol in their communities to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus or COVID-19. Do not hesitate to reprimand those who are undisciplined in keeping their distance, not washing hands, and neglecting to take care of their health, President said in the video press conference on Friday from the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. Meanwhile, the Indonesia government will prepare 1 million rapid test kits for almost 700,000 people considered at risk of contracting the coronavirus, said Ahmad Yuryanto, the government spokesperson for COVID-19 response. From the data we gather, there are 600,000 to 700,000 people at risk. For that reason, the government will prepare around 1 million kits for mass testing, Yuryanto said on Friday in a press conference for the Task Force for the Acceleration of COVID-19 Handling in Jakarta. And South Jakarta has become the first center to implement rapid tests for detecting COVID-19 infection. Testing kick off today, Friday, in the area which is considered vulnerable to the disease. Building immunity is essential for fighting off a coronavirus infection in the absence of effective vaccine or drug, said government spokesman for the handling of the COVID-19 response, Ahmad Yuryanto. We must not wait for a definitive drug or vaccine to fight this disease. If we look at global data, the number of patients who have recovered is far higher than those who die, he said in a joint press conference with the COVID-19 Task Force at Friday in Jakarta. COVID-19, which is caused by the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2, is self-limiting disease that affects the immune system, he said. Increasing immunity is key to protecting oneself to the disease, he said. Measures to treat patients with coronavirus infection include strengthening their immunity, he said. Young people are not immune for coronavirus and must avoid socializing and communicating it to older, more vulnerable people, the World Health Organization WHO has warned. The choice made by the young can be the difference between life and the death for someone else, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said. Over 11,000 patients have died from the COVID-19 respiratory illness worldwide. Nearly 250,000 patients have tested positive overall. The WHO chief remarked follow report the young people in many countries are being complaints about health warning because of the greater susceptibility of the virus among older patients. The coronavirus outbreak was first recorded in China in December, but now the center of the pandemic is Europe. In Italy, where the virus has killed more people than the other country, the death toll rose by 627 on Friday, reaching total 4,032, making it the deadliest day for the country since the outbreak began. Indonesian flag carrier Garuda Indonesia has made assurance that continue to fly to Australia and the Netherlands despite a restriction on the movement of citizens of some countries amid fear of the COVID-19 pandemic. The decision to continue to operate flights from and to Australia and the Netherlands is part of Garuda Indonesia support to facilitate the movement of Indonesian citizens from the two countries, as well as the Australian and Dutch citizens keen to returning to their countries from Indonesia, the airline president director Irfan Setiaputra noted in a statement on Friday. However, Mr. Setiaputra revealed that the flight frequency would be adjusted in accordance with the demand. Garuda Indonesia has ensured bolstering its commitment on safety, including through the application of preventive measures to contain the transmission of COVID-19 during the operation. Garuda Indonesia has operated flights on several routes to the Netherlands and Australia, Jakarta-Amsterdam, Jakarta-Sydney, Denpasar-Sydney, Jakarta-Melbourne, Denpasar-Melbourne, and Jakarta-Perth, Denpasar-Perth. Around 60 Indonesia are believed to be part of the crew of cruise ship Costa Luminosa, which has docked in Marseille, France, after several of its passengers test positive for COVID-19. The 60 Indonesian aboard the Italian flag cruise ship are in good health, said Indonesian ambassador to France Armana Tanasir in a short message text on Friday. This morning I talked with one of the Indonesian crew members. Some 60 Indonesian were employed at the ship as a crew member. In general, most of them are in good health, he said. On Thursday, March 19, the Marseille Health Authorities checked the passenger and crew member on board the ship for infection. There have been no formal information about whether some of the Indonesian crew members have tested positive for COVID-19, Mr. Nasir said. Some passengers who decided to return home by plane from Marseille were disembarked from the cruise on Thursday, March 19. The Jack Ma Foundation and Alibaba Foundation announced donation of medical supplies for 4 Southeast Asian countries. The foundation have been able to reach out to the government of Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, and the Philippines and propose the donation of medical supplies. The foundation goal is to aid the fight against the COVID-19 virus in this nation with more support for other neighboring countries to follow. We join hands with our Asian neighbor to fight COVID-19, said the Jack Ma Foundation when announced the donation to the 4 countries. The Jack Ma Foundation and Alibaba Foundation will send 2 million masks, 150,000 test kits, 20,000 protective suits, and 20,000 face shields to Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, and Thailand. The foundation donation follow Wednesday release of a digital handbook they support. It share key lessons and experience from doctors and other medical administrators and staff at a Chinese hospital at the front line of COVID-19 treatment and crucial to slowing its spread. Indonesia and Japan are looking to enhance their political and economic partnership as the two countries explore bilateral potential in a seminar titled Inspiring the World, an International Cooperation Framework of Indonesia and Japan Toward 2045. The seminar was held by LPM UI and supported by Economic Research Institute for Asian and East Asia, or area the last February in Jakarta. The event aimed to promote peaceful, prosperous, and equal people-to-people cooperation in Asia-Pacific region and at the same time focus on the progress of the bilateral partnership between Indonesia and Japan as two of Asia-Pacific largest economy. That is the news read out by Antin Supriyati.
News from Indonesia, the first news comes from Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra. Pematang Siantar Animal Park or Siantar Zoo in Pematang Siantar City, North Sumatra, negates public visits temporarily from March the 19th to 31st in an effort to minimize and prevent the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19. The zoo manager, Sanda Octavia Perkasa, in Pematang Siantar Thursday said the management also asked employees to stay at home except for the animal keepers in charge of cleaning and caring for the animals. Residents of the surrounding Pematang Siantar City and other areas are expected to understand that this to support the government's efforts to deal with the coronavirus. Previously, the zoo had also sprayed disinfectants on a number of facilities such as a counter window, rest area, handrails, cage, and canteen. The next news comes from Goa, South Sulawesi. The government of Goa Regency, South Sulawesi, together with the security forces, immediately carried out an isolation measure after the postponement of the World Ijtima 2020 Asian Zone activities in Pakato, Bontomaranu District. Goa Regent Adnan Purita Iksan in Goa on Thursday said the anticipatory steps by isolating the participants on the tabligh congregation were for the common interest and for the safety of the community from the transmission of the new coronavirus. He said the postponement of activities based on agreement between the core committee and the Asian Zone Shura Ijtima Council. Although officially postponed, thousands of worshippers from various regions in Indonesia and Asia are already in the location of the Asia Zone Ijtima activities. Meanwhile, in anticipation of the transmission of the coronavirus, the Goa Regency government conducted an examination of the visitors and sprayed disinfectant at the location of the activity. In addition to isolating, Goa Regency government also facilitated transport to the airport for the return of those participating in the Ijtima Asia Zone 2020. The latest news comes from North Konawe District, Southeast Sulawesi Province. Southeast Sulawesi Province's Musabaqoh Tilawatil Quran or Holy Quran Reading Competition, scheduled for April the 14, 2020 in Andulo, Konawe District, was postponed in anticipation of a COVID-19 virus pandemic. Southeast Sulawesi Governor Ali Mazi in Kendari on Wednesday said he had put in place a COVID-19 prevention alert that lasted until May the 29, 2020. Meanwhile, South Konawe Region Surunuddin Danga said the delay was due to the disease outbreak that threatened humanity. However, it can even be used by the organizers to maximize preparation. Well, that was news from Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the death of Nurtanio Pringgoadisuryo, a pioneer of the Indonesian aviation industry. Nurtanio Pringgoadisuryo and Wiweko Supono produced the Zugling NWG glider or Nurtanio Wiweko glider in 1947. They produced the first Indonesian all-metal and fighter aircraft called Si Kumbang, then Kunang-Kunang, Belalang, and Galatik. Nurtanio was killed in an aircraft accident on March 21, 1966. He conducted a flight test of the Aero 45, or AREV, which had been modified by giving an extra fuel tank. Because of high dedication, after he passed away, his name is perpetuated as the name of the aircraft industry, namely the Nurtanio aircraft industry. Now, it is PT Dirgantara Indonesia. We turn to the event of the World Poetry Day on March 21st, 2000. The Poetry Day is intended to provide an opportunity so that humans can appreciate and support poetry and its writers. On the day, government agencies, teachers, communities, and individuals are asked to participate and promote the World Poetry Day, which is commemorated every March 21st. The day was ratified in November 1999 by UNESCO. The UNESCO believes that poetry has a major role in the history, art, and culture of people in ancient times until now. It also wants that the spirit shown in poetry recitals can be revived. The UNESCO emphasized that the relationship between poetry and other works of art such as drama, dance, music, and painting would be everlasting. The first World Poetry Day was commemorated on March 21, 2000. We end today in history on March 21, 2013, about World Forest Day. World Forest Day was firstly commemorated on March 21, 2013, based on the United Nations resolution on November 28, 2012. The commemoration is celebrated annually to share the vision of the forestry mission and its relations to climate change around the world and the strategies that must be conducted. Every year, 13 million hectares of forest loses. With the loss of forest, the ecosystem also loses that includes plantation species and rare animals. Deforestation causes 12 to 18% of global carbon emissions to be absorbed, and the value is equivalent to carbon emission from transportation around the world. And listener, that was Today in History.
Mata indahmu di bawah bintang-bintang, terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan.
Oh, ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan. Whoa, whoa. yang bukan. Ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on the government is optimistic although acknowledging economics growth is under pressure. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati estimates that economic growth in the second quarter of 2020 will experience significant pressure as a result of the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. In a press conference via streaming in Jakarta last Wednesday, Sri Mulyani said economic growth could be disruptive because household consumption in the second quarter of 2020 would not grow optimally. One reason is the Lebaran period, which is usually the mainstay of consumption, is not expected to be as exciting as it usually is because people refrain from traveling. According to Sri Mulyani, the slowdown began to be seen in the first quarter of 2020, so that economic growth in this period is projected to only be in the range of 4.5% to 4.9%. However, she expects a reversal of conditions in the third and fourth quarters of 2020. Sri Mulyani ensured this government had issued a stimulus and reallocated a number of expenditures by the ministries, government institutions, and local governments to deal with the impact of COVID-19 coronavirus. One of the stimulus includes easing income tax collection as well as value-added tax restitution to maintain the continuity of the manufacturing industry. In line with Sri Mulyani, the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, acknowledged the impact of the new type coronavirus COVID-19 on economic growth. However, he believes the government will still be able to maintain its growth above 4%. In a press conference via video conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, Luhut Panjaitan said the government continued to study the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy. According to him, President Joko Widodo also received input on detailed figures on the impact of the outbreak. Minister Luhut Panjaitan believes with a large domestic consumption, which is up to 70%, the Indonesian economy is still strong enough to face the pandemic, especially with work cards and village funds or assistance that will continue to be disbursed directly to the poor. In addition, the minister also considered how Bank Indonesia managed monetary and the Ministry of Finance managed fiscal, which he believed was quite good. Furthermore, he said the government would not lower the investment of tourist visit targets this year and while evaluating performance in the last 2 months. That was My Indonesia Today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the World.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara.
sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camar ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Kulalui tanah air dan udara, aku kan datang, aku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camar ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today I introduce you to Walakiri Beach in East Sumba. Stay tuned. Sumba is one of the most popular tourism destinations in Indonesia for both domestic and international tourists. It offers plenty of enchanting attractions such as wonderful hills, incredible spots to witness sunrise and sunset, hidden waterfalls, and remarkable beaches. One of the most iconic destinations in Sumba is Walakiri Beach. The beach is only 30 kilometers away from Waingapu City, and the trip from the city to the beach only takes 30 minutes by motor vehicles. Listener, Walakiri Beach features not only fantastic sea with clear water, but also amazing silhouette reflected in the dusk. The dust that emerges from the west creates spectacular views. When the sun sets, the combination between dusky sky and the silhouette of mangrove trees makes the panorama gorgeous and photogenic. In addition, the sand at Walakiri Beach has different textures. The coast has grainy and ivory sand. Meanwhile, the sand in the area formed after low tide or tidal flood has a hardened powder-like texture. The two sections are separated by a line. listener, for those of you who will have vacation in Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara, we recommend you not to miss the beautiful sunset at Walakiri Beach. You are advised to go to the beach at 4 p.m. so that you can enjoy the wonderful silhouette in the dusk. In addition, you can also explore the little mangrove forest surrounding the beach during low tide. There may not be something special about Walakiri Beach during high tide, but the beach looks magnificent during the low tide as the silhouette of the mangrove trees makes the view exotic. Therefore, please make sure to bring your cameras to capture your awesome moments at the beach. Listener, you can rent motorcycle or car from Waingapu to Walakiri to get to the beach because the access to the tourism object by taking public transportation is still hard. Furthermore, you do not need to pay entrance fee to enter the beach. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Walakiri Beach in East Sumba. I'm Putri Safri Dadla. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Suara dan parasmu.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia. Miss Eleni for today is about Indonesia to soon establish a museum of the history of Islamic civilization. So stay tuned. The Indonesian Mosque Council initiated the construction of the International Museum of the History of the Prophet Muhammad SAW and Islamic Civilization in Indonesia, which will be built in the Ancol Dreamland, North Jakarta. Ancol area was chosen as the location of the construction of the museum because of the easy access to transportation from various ways, both air transportation and water transportation, so that later it can facilitate visitors who come to visit it. The International Museum of the History of the Prophet Muhammad and Islamic Civilization will be filled with various information about the Prophet Muhammad's life. The information is sourced from hadiths, manuscripts, literature, and historical objects related to the Prophet and Islamic civilization. Some of the items presented in the museum are the result of 14-year collection by the Asalam Endowment Foundation. In addition to information about the Prophet Muhammad, inside the museum, it's also presented information about the entry of Islam into Indonesia. The information that can make it easier for visitors to understand about the history of Prophet Muhammad SAW is also displayed with modern technology in the form of three-dimensional holograms. The International Museum of the History of the Prophet Muhammad SAW and Islamic Civilization will also be equipped with an auditorium, mosque, and a large yard used as a pilgrimage ritual. In addition, there will be a miniature of the Grand Mosque and the Prophet's Mosque, which will be placed inside the two-story museum building. The building area of the museum itself covers 1.5 hectares wide. Through the museum, it is expected to be able to make Indonesia a magnet in terms of education about the history of the Prophet Muhammad and the development of Islam in the world. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni with the topic Indonesia to soon establish a museum of the history of Islamic civilization. We'll meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Masih salah langkahku, meski impianku hancur di depan mata, masih saja ku tunggu dirimu, ku bertahan. Haruskah ku akhiri? Aku tak tahu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we present a Keroncong song entitled Tanah Air Jaya. The song calls for us to jointly uphold and elevate the nation's dignity in a bid to build and to give service to our country. There is no reason to postpone the services to the country and to jointly realize the hope of the country. Like Keroncong songs in general, the song has beautiful rhythm to be enjoyed. Listener, here is Titik with Keroncong song entitled Tanah Air Jaya. Have a nice listening.
Membangun kita bangsa Indonesia. Tiada alasan untuk ingkar janji. Pada Pertiwi tak alasan menangguhkan bakti. Mari, mari kawan, kita wujudkan kanlah janji bakti. Mari nuju kemakmuran Nusa. Mari kawan, mari nuju tanah. Mempertinggi derajat bangsa, mari membangun cinta pada Nusa serta bangsa Indonesia. Tiada alasan untuk ingkar janji. Berbakti pada Pertiwi tak alasan menangguhkan bakti. Mari, mari wujudkan harapan, tunaikanlah janji bakti. Mari nuju kemakmuran Nusa. Mari tanah air jaya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepanjang hari zaman berpisah. Kekasih pergi sehingga kini belum kembali. Biar jembatan merah andainya patah, di sini bertemu lagi. Pagar gedung indah sepanjang hari yang melintasi hilir berganti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.